Piero, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So this new legislation, it explicitly targets, the quote is, the detriment to a primary production business, but there's no specific mention of protecting the safety of farmers. Do we know why that's the case?
Well, you know, that's a really good question to ask. And I suppose everyone can come up with their own answer as to why that is the case. It is surprisingly true, though, that a bill that has been announced as a fulfillment to this commitment to protect farmers and their safety and their privacy, in the end, talks a lot about detriment to business and doesn't talk about harm to the physical security of farmers. And one reason for that is that laws already exist that would make it a crime to incite physical violence against another person. So, and that is one puzzling element of this legislation. We already have specific laws that prevent people from using internet and social media to incite hatred against other people. But this bill says something very different. It says it is a crime now to incite people to take action which might result in detriment to a business. The wording here is very different. And of course, this is what causes some worries about people. You know, what is exactly this law doing, and does it really help the concerned parties, i.e. the farmers?
And so I know that some of the opponents of tightening these laws have said that this is showing that the government is showing that they're putting the interests of business above the priorities of citizens. It's an argument I've seen a couple of times. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we'd need to hear more as to how this legislation benefits the community. As you mentioned before, there is growing concern with what goes on in farms concerning the treatment of animals, and what animal rights activists and groups like Aussie Farms, which is one of the main targets of this legislation, have done is to reveal through smuggled footage this reality. Now, for some people, that is morally very challenging, and they want this to be addressed. And the puzzling point here is that the government doesn't seem very willing to discuss that. Farms are very unlikely to be open to accountability unless, of course, there are visits from the RSPCA, which are, however, announced in advance and allow the farms to clean things up beforehand. So I think, you know, rather than providing more clarity and rather than answering some answers for transparency, the government has now made it an offense to criticize those businesses online. And I think that sets a further step in a worrying trend concerning the treatment of certain kinds of protests.
And so further down the track, if these amendments then go through, worst case scenario, what could happen to our right to protest?
Well, specifically with this law, it means that if I were to publish something about a certain farm saying, you know, that farm, don't buy the product of that farm because, you know, they do certain things to animals, you know, I might end up in trouble. You know, I might, you know, they might be considered inciting people also to hamper the production of that business by going there and, you know, protesting in front of the place. So actions which one would think are part of a democratic life, of course, short of inciting violence. But even now, inciting people to ask for transparency might become an offense. And this is part, again, as I mentioned already, of a growing trend. We see governments are very happy to say that they recognize the right to protest. As long as people engage in very peaceful protests, you know, somewhere that doesn't cause any problem. But as soon as activists try to step outside of that civil line and do something which actually has some impact, and causes some disruption and forces the concerned parties to answer for the demand, to answer the demands of the protesters, then the government introduces new legislation to prevent people from engaging in that kind of conduct. We've seen this with the mining industry. We've seen this with asylum seekers. And sadly, we see it now with animal rights activism.
Well, it's certainly going to be one to keep an eye on. Piero, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worry. Thank you very much and have a good day.
You too.